in 1518, in October, they have an imperial diet, a kind of parliament of the empire, where the Emperor Charles V meets with the princes like Frederick the Wise and the Duke George of Ducal Saxony. They have this diet at Augsburg. And afterwards, there's a papal representative, a papal legate from the Pope, a man named Cajetan. He's the most brilliant Catholic theologian of the time, at least the most able theologian. He's a legate because he's got some business to do at the diet about crusades and things. But after the diet is over, he's also got instructions from the Pope to talk to Luther. His job is to get Luther to recant, to revoke, to take it back, or else to get him arrested and sent to Rome. He's not supposed to debate with Luther. He doesn't intend to debate with Luther, but in fact, that's what ends up happening. It's hard to get Luther to shut up, and it's impossible to get him to retract. And interestingly enough, Cajetan has not just read the 95 Theses. He's read the explanations of the 95 Theses that Luther wrote in 1518. And he focuses some of the discussion, in fact, on Thesis 7, where Luther says, remember, you're justified by being terrified, but the comforting word of the absolution is also something you should believe. You should be certain that the absolution is true because it's Christ's word. That's the mature theology coming through. And Cajetan says, no, wait a minute. You're never supposed to be certain that the sacraments give you grace. Right? That would be presumption. And that's the standard Catholic view to this day. You're not supposed to be certain you're in a state of grace. That's presumptuous. And Luther says, wait a minute. It's Christ's promise. And there, for the first time, I think you have a Catholic-Protestant disagreement. Luther's actually taking a higher view of the sacrament than the Catholic is. We should be certain that the sacrament gives us grace. We should be certain that the sacrament gives us grace because it's Christ's word. That's, of course, closely tied to justification by faith alone. Believe it because Christ says it. And Cajetan wants him to revoke it and to recant. And for Luther, that sounds like saying, you can't believe the gospel. That's how Luther hears it, in fact. It's as if this cardinal, and Cajetan's a cardinal, he's one of the highest bishops in Rome after the Pope. This cardinal, this guy from Rome, is telling me I'm not allowed to believe the gospel of Christ. That's what the Reformation is about. Luther hears the Catholic Church saying, you're not allowed to believe the gospel. You're supposed to be in bondage to the Pope. The Pope gets to forgive your sins, especially those reserved sins that I mentioned, which only the Pope can absolve. But Christ doesn't get to say anything about this. What's this about believing the gospel? Luther says to Cajetan, I can't take these things back. To revoke those things which I must believe according to the testimony of my own conscience, I can't do that. As long as these scriptural passages stand, says Luther, I cannot do otherwise. We're going to run into that phrase again in a couple of years at another diet, the Diet of Worms. Here I stand. God help me, I cannot do otherwise. Well, this debate with Cajetan goes on for several days, and then Luther catches wind of the fact that he's supposed to be getting arrested. Cajetan evidently is setting up the arrest of Luther, and he escapes in the middle of the night. He has to sneak by the guards of the gate because they're looking for him. He escapes and he goes back to Wittenberg. He, interestingly enough, arrives back on October 30th, 1518, 1 year after the posting of 95 Theses. It's a year later, and he is now a hunted man. He has now been condemned by the Pope. He's supposed to be arrested. He's being labeled as a heretic. 1 year. Things go on from there. Let me mention another thing that happens in 1518. Another track. Because in addition to the issue of justification by faith in the gospel, which comes up in this Diet of Augsburg when Luther is talking to Cajetan, another issue that comes up big time is the authority of the Pope. The 95 Theses, as I said, did not attack the authority of the Pope. But within a year, the authority of the Pope has become a big issue in the indulgence controversy, because the indulgence controversy really expands, so it's no longer just about indulgences. The attack comes from Rome, from another theologian in Rome named Sylvester Priorias. He is not as able a theologian as Cajetan, but he is the official papal theologian. He is the sort of chief theologian in Rome in service to the Pope. He replies to the 95 Theses in a book in 1518, where he attacks Luther for disagreeing with the Pope. Luther didn't want to disagree with the Pope, but Priorias is saying, you are disagreeing with the Pope, and that makes you a heretic. I mean, he sort of clubs Luther. He says, look, the Pope is infallible. This doctrine of the infallibility of the Pope had not yet been fully developed at this point. Priorius is a big advocate of this doctrine. He says, the Roman Church and the Pope cannot err when the Pope is acting in his capacity as Pope to make a decision, when he comes to a decision in consequence of his office. Right? The Pope can be wrong about whether it's going to rain tomorrow, but when the Pope makes an official decision, he can't be wrong. He's infallible. That was relatively new doctrine at the time.